You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these radio hosts from the swift completion of their appointed broadcasts. Welcome to the Political Cesspool Radio Show, everybody. I'm your host, James Edwards. Live program for Saturday evening, April the 18th. That was, of course, a slight modification to the creed of the United States Postal Service. For whatever reason, a couple of weeks ago, we were searching in our memory warehouse for that exact quote. I don't remember why, but there it is, slightly, of course, altered to fit our needs this evening. Well, I'll tell you why I opened the show with that was because just a few days ago, we went to the post office and mailed off a little book called Rebel Wisdom to each and every one of those in our audience who contributed at the appropriate levels in last month's first quarter fundraising drive. And we thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for making the first quarter of 2015 a success for us in terms of keeping us on the air for the next couple of months. And then we'll get to have that fun all over again. But folks, you make it happen. And if what the people told me at the post office is accurate, each and every person we mail to, regardless of where they are in the country, should have received their books yesterday, no later than today, because we sent them off first class and priority mail, respectively. Now, those out of the country will be getting them shortly. But everybody in the continental U.S. should have gotten their books by now, and I hope you're enjoying it. As Confederate History Month continues in April, this will be the perfect accompaniment, and we were really happy to be able to send those out. And we're going to have a good show for you tonight. Oh, let me first of all say, as I do, and I'm on my way there myself at the top of the show, join us, cofcc.org. Get going, get going, get going, cofcc.org. And you can join us in the online chat and virtual fan party there for the political cesspool. I want to speak from the heart very quickly here because, of course, you know, I'm a reflective type of guy, and I appreciate things. And as I was mailing off to the folks or packaging the things together so that they could be mailed off, I was just, of course, so thankful for the support. But, you know, a lot of times in life, you don't realize what you've got or how special it is until it's over. And I can say that about some things in my life. You know, I had a great childhood. I mean, just great parents who loved me, you know. They taught me well. They disciplined me. They did everything a great parent should. You know, loved me, cared for me, you know, sacrificed for me, gave me everything, but not in a spoiled way. But and most importantly, of course, they disciplined me and taught me, you know, how to be a man. And I had great grandparents, great friends. And I look back on my childhood, and of course it's bittersweet because there were so many good memories that happened in that point in time that, you know, you're not able to go back to anymore. You can't go back to your formative years. You can't go back to your teenage years. And, you know, just great times with friends who, you know, now some are scattered. With all of us, the situations and circumstances have changed, including for me, of course, now being married and with two children. I mean, you know, things change as you get older. Nothing stays the same forever, but you know, as far as not appreciating something to the utmost extent until it's over, I can tell you that I fully realize what we've got together on this radio program. And I know how important and how special it is, even in the very midst of our run on the nationally syndicated airwaves. Every week, you know, for over 10 years, we've been coming in here and doing this show. And I appreciate it every single week. I still look forward to it every week. I don't know what I would do without it because it has come, obviously, such an integral point, a part of my life. And to have had the success that we've had, that you've made possible, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that I know, even in, as we do it each week, how special it is and how much it would be missed if it weren't possible. And I feel that way about my family, too, still. You know, my family now, my wife and my children. I know I am in the best years of my life right now, and I am just I am happy, I am hopeful, and more people should feel that way, I think. You know, we have a lot to be happy and hopeful about. Yeah, we're fighting retreating battles right now. Yeah, they've got us on the run, but that's not to say we're out. It's not over yet. It doesn't have to be. A little courage. A little hope. I'm not trying to be naive. I know full well how hard it's going to be to make a dent and to turn this thing around. But I don't know. I'm just a glass is half full type of guy. But I'll tell you this, you know, what we're doing here every Saturday night, the kind of news we're making, you know, we are planting seeds, as someone quoted me recently. We are planting seeds with the, not just the hope, but the expectation that their germination will shake the world. That's what we're here to do. Because as I've always said, and as I've said quite two or three times recently, we don't know who is out there drawing inspiration from our work, who is going to go out there and make a far bigger impact for our people than me or Keith or Eddie or Winston or anybody associated with what we're doing on the radio. We don't know, but we do know the radio show is making a positive difference, and we're very, very excited about that. And we know we're right. We know we're right. And, of course, that helps to truly believe in the just and righteousness of our cause and of our mission and what we are here to advocate for, to know beyond any shadow of a doubt that we are right, you know, gives us, of course, the fuel to charge forward as well. And, of course, if it was as bad as the anti-white malcontents pretend it to be, why would anyone want to come here? Now, we know we're right. We know this type of civilization, Western civilization, is the kind of world that everyone wants to live in. And we just want our people to have a shot at happiness and freedom and free speech and to be able to be proud of who they are. And that's what we're here working for. Well, listen, you know that, and I know that, but I just wanted to speak to you, as I do from time to time in the opening segment, from the heart. Just tell you that we love you. You know that, but you can't say it enough because you make this show possible. And it's not just in vain, obviously. You know, we are making a great impact in the hearts and minds of our audience and in real, you know, power. And to be quoted, to be a program of record as we've become over these years, it is just an amazing accomplishment. But tonight we're going to have another good one, I think. Eddie the Bombardier Miller is in. He'll be with me for the second and third hour tonight. Keith Alexander, out of town tonight. He's about 2 hours to the east of us, but he's going to be calling in live from the American Renaissance Conference, AR-15, I'm calling it, the American Renaissance Conference of 2015. It is in full tilt right now. They are in the middle of it all, getting ready for their banquet keynote speaker. They've been at it since last night, all day today, and then tomorrow morning, hey, people are going to be partying up there at the State Park where Jared Taylor, our good friend, holds these confabs each and every year. We're going to hear all about it. Scoop Stanton coming up in his segment. Me and Eddie in the second and third hour. Sam Bushman going to be with us toward the end of the program tonight to handicap the presidential field. I think every Republican in the House has declared themselves a candidate for the presidency. We're going to take a look at it and tell you what we think. All of that and more coming tonight. Join us in the chat room right now. I'm going there myself, cfcc.org. See you there.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, Keith Alexander is wearing the hat of ambassador this evening. He is the official Political Cesspool radio program emissary to the American Renaissance Conference, and he is calling us live from the convention floor right now, and he'll be with us for the next two segments before he is whisked away to his banquet seat at the table tonight for the big dinner. So let's not waste any time. Keith, for those of us who are not there and those who could not be there, let us live vicariously. What have you seen? What have you heard? What's going on?
Well, we're here in the beautiful rural setting at Montgomery Bell State Park, where they have this every year. And of course, the browning of America seems to be an urban phenomenon, so you don't have that at all here in around Dixon, Tennessee, where this is happening. It's a beautiful, idyllic, pastoral setting here. We're looking out at a tranquil lake right now as I'm talking to you. We've had a tremendous first day of the conference, listened to some great speakers from all over the world. Met some wonderful people. I have been listening and had my juices flowing and my thoughts provoked by all the speakers here. The Antifa people did not disappoint. They're showing up. In fact, the leader, a guy named Daryl Lamont Jenkins, a black guy, has gone into the restaurant because they can't prevent him from coming in there. I guess the rest of them don't have enough money to scratch together for a dinner, but that's that. Of course, there's a usual rabble out there, and the police more than outnumber them. So I'm just hoping they'll try to cause some trouble. But they probably have better sense than that. But on the other hand, I may be giving them too much credit. How's everything in Memphis?
Well, another day down here in Memphis. I mean, big old Memphis, things don't change much. But, I would say those protesters don't have too much sense if they can pretend to believe the things that they subscribe to. But so very interesting. You're kind of giving us the lay of the land, the atmosphere there. I talked to Jared, of course, earlier this week, and he was telling me that it's record attendance, that more people are attending this year's conference than they've ever had at the State Park location there in Vernon.
It's almost an overflow crowd in the banquet room. And it's, we have people from, really four corners of the earth here.
And, you know, when you give up people an opportunity to meet, as you saw, of course, with our event last October in Memphis, it was a standing room only crowd. In fact, during the show that we had that Saturday night here in Memphis at the 10-year anniversary event, we actually had people that didn't have a seat that were out in the hall standing and listening. So, you know, when you give people an opportunity to come, they fill it up. Now, obviously, we're not talking about filling up, you know, the FedEx Forum, which is the local NBA arena here in Memphis, but it's encouraging, especially in today's political climate when so many people who obviously agree with us but are afraid of potential repercussions, and they let the fear, I hate to quote this guy, but they let the fear of fear itself kind of knock them out of you know, attendance, when actually there really isn't that much fallout that's ever occurred. You know, a couple of people.
Well, I think
are
more and more people are realizing that you know, the hour is late, time to stand up and be counted is here. And furthermore, I think people have begun to understand that the threats to your livelihood and whatnot are overblown. We need to get out here, and we need to, you know, be active, because we're really at a crucial juncture. And I think more and more people are doing that. And, you know, I was surprised, quite frankly, at the diversity of this crowd. We've got Hispanics. We even have a couple of black people who are supporters of the message of Amaranth. So that's a surprise, but it shows you that, you know, you never want to underestimate people. You know, they there are a lot of people out here that are race realists and unlikely race realists. So, you know, I've come away from this thing totally, you know, inspired that, you know, we are making headway. And one of the ways that we make headway is through the political cesspool, because I don't believe you can understand the triumph of liberalism over the past 100 years if it had not coincided with the development of mass media. Mass media tends to short circuit our normal defense mechanisms. You know, we were all raised with the observation, seeing is believing. Well, if you read something or you just hear someone say this in person, your critical faculties are engaged. But when you see something on the television, like in the civil rights movement, for example, you take it as gospel because you've seen it, so you believe it. It basically is taking people a bridge too far to make them believe, for example, that a lot of the demonstrations were scripted in the civil rights movement, that the Jewish-controlled media, for example, didn't show you the black protesters provoking the police. They only started rolling the cameras when the provocation bore fruit and the police started reacting to it. So,
well, and you know, you and I talked about that. We've talked about that obviously many times on the show. You and I at a recent lunch talked about how the media in the last 100 years, you can pretty much chart the rise of anti-white cynicism and, you know, radical leftism with the rise of the media. And there's no doubt about that, which is why our voice on the AM airwaves is so unique and important. You know, we are almost single-handedly, me, you, and Eddie.
We've got to have this outlet, and we've got to have more outlets like this if we ever hope to turn the tide.
Well, let me ask you this, because I know our time is limited, and a lot of people in the chat room tonight want to hear, you know, more about what you're witnessing there. I'm sure everybody that is in the conference is very well dressed, very well spoken, you know, productive members of society, which is the exact opposite of the people outside. And a picture of them speaks 1,000 words for sure. You know, we've had Jared on a couple of times in the lead up to this conference to break down who's going to be speaking, what they're talking about, and of course people can go to the Amaranth website and get a refresher on that. So I'm not going to ask you to go one by one and remind us of who all the speakers are. We've been there, done that. But I would ask you this: who would you say, if you had to, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but what was the one, perhaps one or two, that you've enjoyed the most?
Well, of course, Jared Taylor is always great. There's a guy named Matt Tate, who is a member of the BNP, the British National Party, who kicked the whole thing off, who was excellent. There's a guy named Konstantin Kopis from Latvia, who gave a good presentation. And of course, Sam Dixon was there, as always, giving unique insights into the whole proceedings. Richard Spencer was here giving a great exposition. Peter Brimlow of BDAIR was here. John Derbyshire, formerly of the National Review, was here. We've had, just a cornucopia of the best thinkers here.
And everybody's having a good time.
Yes, and everybody's dressed to the tee. You got men in coats and ties, women are dressed appropriately and accordingly. So the people that work here at this state park said this is an event they look forward to every year because they have the highest caliber and best behaved clientele.
That's a pearl right there.
That they ever have.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but that is something that people should really take away from this interview when compared to the horrible and despicable lies told about this group and people who are right-thinking folks that would attend such a meeting. You read the reports about what the press says about Amarin and what they say the kind of people who are going to be there are all about. Now, compare that to the employees of a state park and their assessment after having met them. And, of course, our assessment is what it is because we know these people well. But that is very encouraging and not unexpected at all.
Well, not only that, the highway patrol people that are here have, you know, confided that to some of us, too. They really, you know, their sympathies are engaged by our group of people, not by the leftists. And, of course, the media is a massage, as Marshall McLuhan said. The media's report on this would think that the roles are exactly reversed, that the supporters are a bunch of knuckle-dragging troglodytes, and that the anti-Amarin people are, you know, have an average IQ of 150 or something. You know, it's crazy.
Well, listen, Keith, stay tuned. I know you're there on the phone. You had to find a quiet spot. We got one more segment with you before you're going into the banquet, and we're going to take full advantage of it. So stay with us through the break. We're going to get more live reporting from American Renaissance 2015 when we come back with Keith Alexander, who's joined us on the phone right after this.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you are somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. You a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks, coming up, let me say this in my quick preview of what's coming up later this hour. I did mention it in passing, but what is the... I can't remember who it is that Charlie Brown plays football with, if it's Peppermint Patty or Lucy, but you know, Lucy always pulls the football. Yeah, she pulls the ball from Chuck, and he never learns his lesson. Well, we hope that's not going to be the case tonight. So last week, Scoop had this guest booked that the Scoop was very excited about. I said, all right, let's do it. If it means so much to you, we're going to do it. And I wanted Scoop to handle it, to have his very own interview. And then, you know, it didn't work out. Well, Scoop has rebooked the guest, who apparently just had a slip of the mind. And so we're going to try it again, attempt number two tonight with Scoop and his surprise guest. That's coming up immediately after Keith Alexander's segment. Scoop's going to run the whole thing. He's been with us for, what, 8 or 9 years? Never done a one-on-one interview solo. It's going to happen tonight. So we're all looking forward to seeing how that goes, and I'll be listening along with everyone else. But first, Keith Alexander, live from American Renaissance tonight. The event is reaching its zenith as it's going into the banquet dinner at 7 o'clock Central Time. So right after he gets off, he's going straight to eat, which, you know, Southerners like to do. But, of course, not all of the celebrities are on the dais up there, because Keith Alexander is up there as an emissary of this radio program. We've worked so closely with Ameren over the years. We had to send somebody. A lot of fans of the cesspool up there, Keith, making themselves known to you?
No, there absolutely are. I'm just finding people from all over the nation, Minnesota, Washington State, Maine, everywhere that you could imagine, Florida. Everybody, you know, is coming up and saying, I listen to you on the political cesspool. I love you. I love James. I love Eddie. I love, you know, keep doing what you're doing and whatnot, getting all this love up here. So I come up here just basically to bask in the love. You know, it's like, you know, I get a Stevie Wonder call. They just call to tell us they love us, right?
Well, this is, you use the right adjective, you know, and we say that all the time, and we don't say it in jest. We don't say it to water down the meaning. It's not a trivial term we just throw around, but love. You know, love is the most powerful emotion, and love is something that we genuinely feel for our audience. It's, I almost say it to the point of ridiculousness, but it means so much to us, and they mean so much to us. So for you to go up there and to be, you know, enveloped in that sort of atmosphere is just tremendous, because these are great people. And
these are
I'm happy to hear that.
I didn't even know were supporters or listeners of the show. They're coming up, young people, old people, middle-aged people, people of all, you know, races and whatnot, telling us they listen to the political cesspool and that it's something they wouldn't miss on a weekly basis.
You know, I got a message today from a listener in Kentucky who says he has not missed a show since 2012, I believe it was. And I cannot even say that, because every now and then I take a day off and I might not listen to the entire episode when I'm going back through the broadcast archives. And then, of course, we get emails from people who say each week, hey, I'm a brand new listener. Well, Keith, we're going to get more from you. But Eddie, who came in early tonight, wants to say a quick comment in response to what you just shared with us.
Keith, my brother, you brought up something positive there that I've always preached, to say that people are people no matter where you are. You mentioned two blue states, Maine and Minnesota. I think that's very encouraging that we have people from all over the land, Keith, that see our point of view and agree with us.
You know, there are people everywhere that are right thinking, and there are more people out there than you would imagine. And we have an audience which is much larger than even we suspect, I have a feeling. And these people come up. They haven't called in, but they tell me they listen every week, and it's something that they, one of the high points of their week, and that's very gratifying to hear.
Well, and that's,
I think people are hungry for our message.
Well, they are, and the show continues to grow, and it's that's true of any broadcast, is that a single-digit percentage of your listeners ever take the time to write you, to contribute to your work financially, to even perhaps in some cases visit the website, but they listen to it. And that's just the way it is. But, you know, judging by the amount of feedback we do receive, the audience out there is growing, and it's absolutely formidable. Well, this, obviously, you're not calling in to talk about our show, but I wanted to you know, ask you about the response that, you were getting up there as a member of the political cesspool team, and I'm encouraged and not surprised to hear what you've had to say. But back to Amran, is there anything about the conference that you feel as though should be conveyed to the listeners around the world tonight that you've not yet shared with us?
Well, they had a panel debate about whether we think that the political process can affect racial change in America and in the West generally. And on one side, you had the yes faction, which was John Derbyshire and Peter Brimelow, two immigrants. And on the other side were Richard Spencer and Sam Dixon, two native-born Americans, saying, no, they really didn't think politics were going to change anything. Very interesting, very thought-provoking conversation. And one of the speakers said that we're waiting for our white racial reality, Martin Luther King or Mahatma Gandhi, to appear. And my response to him would be that we already have Martin Luther King to the third power with the people that were just named that were on those panels. But it's like, you know, if a tree falls in the woods in Siberia, does it make a sound if no one hears it? Well, that's what the problem is with Jewish control of the media. They just simply will not cover our thinkers, no matter how superior their thoughts are. You know, every week, Jared Taylor creates something that is far and away of higher intellectual quality than Martin Luther King's letter from a Birmingham jail, for example, for which he's extolled, or his I Have a Dream speech. But it doesn't get reported. That's why having media access is so important, and that's what we do and do uniquely. We're the only paleo conservative radio show that I know of that has a presence on the mainstream media. And
this is
why we need support.
Well, that's why our work is so important. You know, to be a bona fide AM radio program is so important because it does set you apart in terms of credibility and legitimacy, as everyone knows. But the thing about it is also, I got an email actually from someone who is at the Amran conference tonight, one of the attendees, who said that, you know, if Jared Taylor, you know, basically what you're saying here, if Jared Taylor was getting the kind of, you know, traveling the lecture circuit like Tim Wise, if the political cesspool had, in addition to our Saturday night show on Liberty News Radio, a Monday through Friday slot on Fox News Television, hey, everything would fall into line real quick, because what we're selling, people agree with. You know, how hard is it to make people subscribe to something that they know is a lie, but through the constant drumbeat, they've gotten that to occur, or at least gotten people to be quiet about anything that challenges the narrative of the left and the anti-whites. But yes, I mean, if that's why the TPC is so important. What we're doing here, very important. That's why we're trying to grow. That's why we are growing. We need to grow to a greater extent. And, of course, our audience's support helps facilitate that. But yes, I mean, if Sam Bushman and the political cesspool, and, you know, if we were occupying the radio and television airwaves of Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, it'd be things would turn in a matter of days, not years, not lifetimes. Eddie, very quickly.
Keith, you mentioned something very interesting to me, the debate in the political process. Did anyone bring up the credibility and the reliability of the voting process? And I speak specifically toward the voting machines that we have now in process that are very easily manipulated through technology. Did anybody bring that up?
Well, none of the speakers did, but I can tell you in the conversations I was having with attendees afterwards, it was certainly brought up. And by the way, everybody that has told me that they listened to the political cesspool and liked us mentioned you, Eddie, okay?
Well, so, Keith, I think
how about that?
You're doing a marvelous job, Keith. If I could speak like you, I'd rule the world.
You already speak better than I do.
Yeah, yeah, right. Thank you very much. Hey, thank you very much, even if it's a lie, my brother.
Hey, Keith, well, I know we only have minutes remaining with you. It just, I know everybody listening tonight online, on the AM dial, in the chat room, wishes they could be there. Obviously, you're talking about a $500 investment to drive to Middle Tennessee or to fly and to stay there for a weekend. It costs money, and people with families and responsibility. See, unlike our adversaries on the other side of the fence, our people actually have families and responsibilities and jobs that sometimes prevent them from going out and attending things that they would otherwise like to do. But what's the rest of the conference look like? You're about to go eat. You're gonna party tonight, and
we're gonna
then back
Ramsey
to work.
Ramsey Paul, being the entertainer that he is, giving a presentation, and of course he'll have everybody chuckling, if not rolling in the aisles laughing by the time he's through. So I guarantee we're going to have a good time. Then we're reconvening to cabins to for special parties by people. We have a French contingent that is going to do that. We have a contingency. We have a group of people from France, a whole group, if you can imagine, okay? So
we miss you, Keith.
Tomorrow morning, I miss being there with you guys, but I wish you could be here because I guarantee you would you'd be feeling the love, okay?
Well, listen, we feel it from about 2 hours away, and we'll see you here in the studio next week when Eddie will be in Nashville running a marathon, so y'all are just trading places. We'll be back. Thank you, Keith. Enjoy the rest of the conference. We'll be back with Pete Stanton and his surprise guest right after this.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, well, we're waiting to get Scoop's guest on the horn. Scoop, how are you tonight, buddy?
I'm doing good, yourself?
Not too bad, not too bad. You know, just hanging in, hanging out, another night, another show, another victory. You can't be bad if you're on live radio with this group. And, well, anyway, I say all that just to say enjoy the rest of this segment because your guest is now with us, and I don't want to take up a second of the time that you two have. So introduce him and carry on, my friend.
Thank you, James. Okay,
that's me. I'm here.
All right. Good evening, Cesspool family. Yours truly is proud to present a man who is a YouTube sensation. He's been appeared on Michael Savage, Alex Jones, Russia Today Television, and our old friend David Pakman. He's critical of homosexuality, the black underclass, and he coined the term long-legged Mac Daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome Dr. James David Manning. How are you, Dr. Manning?
I'm doing just fine, and it's good to be on your broadcast today.
Yep, we're very excited to have you. All right, let's get started. Dr. Manning, through your YouTube clips, you're very critical of the black underclass. You, as a black man, are a leader in the black community since you are the pastor of the Outlet Church in Harlem. Why is it you're so critical of the black underclass?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, I need to express that my love is unmitigated for all of God's people, my love for America, and my love for the truth. But I got to tell you, what's happening with the so-called black people is atrocious. It is absolutely ridiculous that one class of people in modern-day America, with all of the wonderful things that are going on in terms of the advancement of technology, economics, and otherwise, that you can have a people so ignorant, so stupid, so violent, so barbaric, and their understanding. I mean, it is absolutely a scream that black people behave the way they do. They are a class present that presently are politically irrelevant. They really don't have any clout anymore. They kill each other. 8,000 black people are killed by another black person each year. Over 5 million black men have gone to prison in the last 50 years. And they've gone to prison after committing perhaps what would be the 10th crime against other black people. The households, the black men are animals, barbaric. They knock up black women, fill them full of babies, and run off and knock up another woman. I mean, what else can you say if you're going to speak the truth? What else can you say about them? And I mean, mind you, it is my intent to, through the truth, to try to express what's happening and to try to correct this. Otherwise, we're going into this extinction. But that is a truth that no one can mitigate. It is a scream what is happening to the ignorant, that's demonstrated by the ignorance of black people, black churches, black preachers. And then they've got this half-breed Obama, who isn't even black. Was born of a white slut out of Kansas and Hawaii, and they worship him. And he's never done anything for them. He's done more for the Mexicans and the Muslims. He don't even think about black people except to give them track phones and food stamps.
Right, Dr. Manning. We spent about $17 trillion for the so-called war on poverty. Obviously, it hasn't worked. Do you have any solutions we can, you know, bring up the underclass to, you know, middle class there, like the rest of America?
Well, money is not the answer to the so-called black underclass, as you refer to them as. I just refer to them as, you know, absolute barbarians, and especially with the pinch-nosed Negroes, who are their leaders in the NAACP and the Urban League and all these other classes of political parties. The truth of the matter is, quite frankly, is that the media, the education systems, and other highly visible organizations keep fueling into this whole notion that the white man is holding the black man down, and that you got to go get Whitey. He is the one that's the reason for this problem. And it's all in the education system. It's all in the so-called bleeding heart, pinched nose white folk, liberal white folk, if you will, that is fueling this problem. It is absolutely ridiculous. I've never seen anything quite as bad as this in terms of a society of people. So money is not the issue. And by the way, I think it's more than $17 trillion. If you look at what has been spent in terms of the amount of money since the Great Society of 1964, inaugurated by then President Lyndon Johnson, a number of the economists and statisticians and other people of the Urban Institute and the Daniel Patrick Moynihan Center would state that the amount has that has been spent over the past 50 years is more like $50 trillion in food stamps, in education programs, and Section 8 housing, and money to teach black people how to put diapers on their own babies, how to teach black women how to have babies and have children, how to put diapers on them, and an education system. The total cumulative sum is more like $50 trillion, and quite frankly, we're worse now than we've ever been in terms of economic and social development.
Wow. Hey, Dr. Manning, you're coming down to Memphis April 20th and 21st to take back America. Could you explain to our listeners what this is about?
Well, I am convinced. I will be in Memphis. I'm leaving tomorrow to be in Memphis on the 20th and the 21st. I'll be actually on the 19th as well. I'm declaring that America is a Christian nation. It doesn't matter what Obama has said, that it isn't a Christian nation. I'm here to counter that America is a Christian nation. Though we have a constitution that is just, is balanced, it has its political and demonstrative understanding of the political process, but the idea that formed America, that caused the settlers to come from England to America in the first place, was religious liberty and also their deep abiding faith in the Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. I'm going down to Memphis to meet with a group of people, and we chose Memphis as a central place for people who are traveling from California, from Florida, from Chicago, from New Hampshire, as a central place for everybody to meet. But I'm going there to reassert that we are a Christian nation in America, and that we are Christians, and that we're going to come out of Memphis with a platform to deal with the racism that continues to be active. You know, we shouldn't be, after 150 years after slavery, it's ridiculous that black people are still out in the street like coons, marching and protesting and nappy hair demonstrations, about America that is unjust, unfair, the police shootings. It's ridiculous that is going on at this point in time. So we're going to come out of Memphis with a solution to at least express what's happening and to deal with and put an end to it, by the way. So that's why we're going to Memphis. And not only that, we're going to deal with sodomy, these homosexuals, these sodomites running around here, getting married in churches and talking about this is the will of God and God loves everybody and you can't make judgments. God doesn't judge and God loves the sodomite and on and on and on. It's absolutely ridiculous. And we're going to deal with it. We're going to deal from a biblical perspective and from a perspective of truth.
Outstanding. Now, how would the listeners of the Political Cesspool get information to attend this big event at the Peabody Hotel?
Well, I mean, it's on our website. We've made several YouTube postings and announcements about it. They
you
can go
give,
to our website.
Dr. Manning, you want to give the website out to our listeners?
Yeah, the website is ATLAH.org. That's All the Land Anointed Holy, ATLAH.org. And you'll see there's an icon there that says, I am Christian, America's a Christian nation. And you can register if you want to be a part of the process and be there at the Peabody Hotel, which is going to be a great event, by the way.
Great. Outstanding. Anything else you want to add about the event or just the overall state of America or the long-legged MacDaddy?
Well, we do plan to come out of there. We want to look at several issues. One is that we want to look at media bias. That is to say, if you're not politically correct, it doesn't matter whether it's liberal, conservative media, you can't avoid, and that's why I'm excited to be on your broadcast, because they're not going to have me on the dunghead media broadcast, many people refer to it as the mainstream media, because you got a total party line. You got to agree with what they agree with. You got to agree with the politically correctness of what's being espoused in the media, which is a bunch of lies. And so we're going to deal with that. We're going to look at the fact that, for instance, when there's a shooting or there's a Trayvon Martin or a Michael Brown or Eric Garner or whatever it is that happens, that they always go to the same pinch-nosed Negroes, these, if you will, Negroes who toe the party line, who never step out of line, who never speak the truth, who are always blaming white folk for everything, and everybody laps that up and say, yeah, 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 yeah. we want to deal with that. We got to stop that. We got to dethrone these pinch-nosed Negroes and the media bias, and we got to get some voices out there that speaks clarity, that speaks truth, that there's a major problem in the black community with black men not being responsible, not being fathers, killing one another. I mean, Chicago is worse than Iraq. I mean, the number of black people that have been killed by other black men in Iraq exceeds the number of black people killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. There's a problem there. That's not involved with the Ku Klux Klan.
Okay, Dr. Manning, real quick before we go to the break, can we get a boom shakalaka?
Boom shakalaka. Boom shakalaka. Right. Boom shakalaka.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Manning. Everybody else, outlet.org. Dr. Manning, thank you very much. We want to have you back on again.
God bless you, sir.
Great interview. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back with the second hour. Scoop, you killed it, buddy. Out of the park. We'll be back in the